WKHM News Time, 9:33. We welcome Cammie Walls, who's here for the newest golf course, I guess, in town, Jurassic Golf. Good morning, Cammie.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
Great.
What's the story about Jurassic Golf? Give us a little background.
Sure. So the Blake family, Tim Blake, bought it in January mm-hmm. for a completely different other purpose. And we kind of looked at the mini golf that was there and looked at the property, and lots of friends and everybody just said, hey, you know, it would be a good thing for the community. Maybe we should open up the mini golf. So we just started looking into the feasibility of it and what we wanted to do, and we just made it happen. So we started working just in, like, March, April, and we just had our grand opening June 12th.
So it came together pretty quick.
It did. You know, we've still got things that we still want to work on, and we hope to, you know, improve every year. But, yeah, we put it together pretty quick.
So talk about the theme, Jurassic Golf. How did you guys come up with that?
Well, you know, what kid doesn't love dinosaurs?
Yeah.
And we wanted it to be a family-friendly property. And I think secretly, Tim always wanted to buy dinosaurs. So he got to realize that dream, and we've got fun dinosaurs for the kids.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I guess business has been pretty brisk.
It's been amazing. The community support has been overwhelming. We're being able to focus with some community organizations and partner with them and offer some outings and fun things for kids to do as well. It's just families in the community are just showing up. You know, it starts to rain and people are still waiting to get in. So
wow.
It's been good.
Lord knows people are looking for things to do.
Exactly. We've all been cooped up for too long. So
you'll do outings and I guess group sessions. How's that all working?
Yep. So we've got some group pricing, and we've got kids from the YMCA are coming out. We're partnering with some other community organizations to host some golf outings. So if you've got a group that you'd like to do a fundraiser or something, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to partner with you on those things.
Yeah. Now, that's a big property out there. Do you have other plans?
We do. So we have the driving range that's there now. Eventually, that'll have TrackMan on it, so golfers can come out and track their ball speed, their swing speed, distance, all of that. We're looking to put in some heated bays there as well. And then for event things, we're going to look at having maybe a drive-in movie on the driving range, so everyone will need to stay tuned for that.
So you got a lot of ideas.
Lots of ideas, lots of ways to just provide an outlet for entertainment for families and our friends in the community.
So, and I see you're open 7 days, aren't you?
We are, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Okay, big window there. The opening was June 12th, so you've been open for a couple weeks and things are looking good. How do they get to Wayland Drive?
So if you're from the Jackson area, you'll take the Airport Road exit by the Airport Road Meyer. You'll turn right, and at the light near Denny's and Burger King, you'll turn left, and we're at the very end of that road.
There you go. Pretty simple. Cammie, thanks for the visit. Good luck. Give us your phone number if somebody has a question for you.
Sure, they can call 789-6222.
Thanks, Cammie.
Great, thanks, Greg.
Good luck. Jurassic Golf, the old golf dome property out on Wayland Drive, is open for biz.